I spread a song so you can sing along with my special guest star
two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host John, and with me today is a returning guest who, I mean, last time we were on wasn't great.
A little
but we'll
contentious.
See what happens.
A little contentious.
It was a little contentious, but we'll see what happens with this one. It's Mark Bonanni, everyone.
Heyo! Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, I mean, I was happy to have you come back. I didn't know how you were feeling after the episode we shall not talk about, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
Man, I still can't believe you didn't like Lil Abner.
I know, but
that's right.
We're here today to not talk about that. We're here today to talk about Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny from 2006. I've been mislabeling it for a while because even on here I say Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny.
I often call it that, even though it's in The Pick of Destiny.
In The Pick of Destiny, yeah. It was so the screenplay was by Jack Black, Kyle Gass, and Liam Lynch. Music and lyrics by Jack Black and Kyle Gass, directed by Liam Lynch. And according to IMDb, to become the greatest band of all time, two slacker wannabe rockers set out on a quest to steal a legendary guitar pick that gives its holders incredible guitar skills from a maximum security rock and roll museum.
Yeah,
I mean, that
accurate.
Is succinct.
That is, yeah.
So, Mark.
Yes.
I heeded your advice.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Did it help?
Yes, I watched this movie twice in the last 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
Last night, I was not sober, and I just watched it. I wasn't, like, thinking. I was just like, we're going. This is a movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. This movie is great.
Yay!
I can see why the masses didn't like it. But I read that it has a cult following. It's like becoming like a little bit of a cult movie.
Yeah, it did, like, it bombed at the box office, but did really well in like DVD sales. So there's even talk of them thinking of a sequel. Like last year in an interview, he was like, yeah, maybe a sequel to Pick of Destiny. So we'll see. You never know.
well, so what's interesting about this movie, and I feel like you and I have had this conversation before, but I definitely have had it on this podcast, where we're talking about comedy. And this is clearly a comedy movie. But I feel like the type of comedy in this can transcend time. It doesn't feel like, ooh, that's a little dated, or ooh, that's a little racist. It feels like, no, they're doing stoner riffs.
Yeah, there's nothing, it's sort of out of time. There's no, like, time specific. They're not talking about, like, I don't know, Bruno Mars or somebody, you know.
Right, I mean, the only thing is, like, the guest stars, but even then.
Yeah, I mean, Amy Poehler and Ben Stiller, I mean, they're
Paul
still
Tompkins.
Doing, yeah.
Meatloaf.
John C. Reilly. Amy Adams.
So I didn't recognize Amy Adams. She's the girl from across the street when they're looking out the window.
No, she's in the club when they perform Master Exploder when they're. Yeah. Yeah, she's in that scene.
Okay. Yes, from the jump when they are animated, and I gotta say, last night though, I was just like, I am.
I know, when I watched it again this morning, actually, I mean, I've seen it so many times, but I threw it on this morning, and I always forget about that opening animated bit, and I was like, oh my god, I feel like John's gonna like turn it off after this, like, immediately, and be like, no, I'm not doing this garbage.
No, because this came out probably around the same time as Harold and Kumar.
This was 06, and Harold and Kumar Yeah, maybe a little later. When did Harold and Kumar come out?
We're looking it up. 2004. So this is
Okay, so
after.
yeah, so a little after.
So I feel like though in this one, the sterner comedy, it wasn't all there. Oh, like the
It
basis of
wasn't
them wasn't
about
about
being
them being
stoned
stoned. Yes.
necessarily. They just happened to always or often be stoned.
On drugs.
On drugs, yes.
And I have a feeling this movie was written with them on drugs.
Most definitely.
Like them blowing their smoke from their bong rip when they're
Into the
about to
mic.
record. I was like, that feels like something you do.
Yeah, I
Like,
mean,
I don't.
that has to be something that they actually do, because there's no way that they just made that up.
But I don't know where to go with this, because this movie is just fantastic, and I like that there is like a whole Chekhov's training montage.
Yeah.
There's no other way to just to call it besides that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the gig simulator. It's all great. So when I first, the first time I didn't see this movie in the theaters or anything like that. I'd never even really heard of it, but my wife and I were just, I don't even remember what was happening, but the TV was just on and this movie was just starting. And, I always like to see what movie is, anytime I catch a movie that's literally just the opening New Line Cinema or whatever, logos in front. And then this like musical that I had never heard of, which was like, how have I never heard of a musical started? And we were just like, what is this masterpiece of a film? The whole Kickapoo opening. And then, obviously we saw the title and we watched it then, and it's become one of our favorite movies ever since then.
So, would you say that they were heavily influenced by Ken Russell's Tommy and the Who, I should say, in
Yeah, I
conjunction?
mean, I think Jack Black is just in general. I mean, it's got that episodic quality to it that I feel like Tommy, I just saw the revival of Tommy the other day, actually.
Lucky bitch.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a weird little show.
Yeah,
It's like,
you've seen the movie though, right?
I've seen the movie, yes. Yeah. A long time ago. So I was pretty fresh when I went into Tommy, and I said it's like Blood Brothers meets Jesus Christ Superstar meets American Idiot.
The revival.
The revival, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Anyway,
So
that's neither.
When we open in Kickapoo, though, I was just like, this is very Tommy. And I was expecting from then on it being basically an opera.
Right, which I would have
I
loved.
would have loved it.
Yeah. It definitely skirts that line of, when I say it's a musical to people, usually it's they're like, no, well, it's not a real musical.
I
But
mean,
I mean, there's several numbers.
I would even classify it as an operetta. With the amount of music that is being played, even when we go to like the different chapters, quote unquote,
Right.
because they use the tarot cards throughout, there's a song playing, and it's, I mean, I can guarantee you it is them riffing in a studio somewhere. Just be like, Jippa-jow, Destiny, yeah.
Totally. Yeah, so many of their lyrics are nonsensical, which is part of their fun. But yeah, I mean, there's a full overture with, if you go back and listen to it, the openings, the music over the credits is like little snippets of the score that's about to happen in the movie. So I mean, it's an overture.
I don't think Jack Black is really a musical theater type person, nor I don't know Kyle Gass that well, like his works. But I think they were inspired by Tommy, Ken Russell, because what? Okay. They're at toward, when they're in the museum and Jack Black, JB, excuse me, let me use character names. JB did the whole dance around the lasers and then has to use his dick to arm the lasers.
Come on, helmet head. Time to go to
That
work.
is. We did another movie, Ken Russell movie on here called Lizdomania, where there's giant dicks in that one galore. So I was just like, are we sure that you weren't like inspired by Ken Russell? I didn't really do that much research on this one, but I feel like I'm going to be bold and say they watched at least Tommy and were like, we got this.
I'm sure that factored into it. Yeah, they had wanted to make a movie, Tenacious D, like since they first got together in like 94, and they've been throwing around. So then once they started actually getting like film work and became, you know, because he blew up, Jack Black blew up with
School of Rock.
even before that. I mean,
Or
I wouldn't say School of Rock was his big one, but the
High Fidelity?
High Fidelity, yeah, in 2000. So
Yes.
then I guess they were, you know, whatever studio was like, we want you to make a movie. They had all these scripts written for them, and one was like about some, they were obsessed with like Atlantis, Kyle and Jack, and they both fell in love with a girl who wrote a book about Atlantis, something about Atlantis. That whole thing got scrapped, and they basically like told the studio to go screw themselves. And then their friend Liam Lynch, who was one of their directors of their music videos, was like, the problem is you, nobody can write Tenacious D like you can write Tenacious D, so why don't you write the movie? And that's where we got
What's interesting is that their album Pick of Destiny, the soundtrack, inevitably, it reads like a concept album. So this
it's
is one of
considered
those
their
weird
second
things.
album as a band.
This is one of those weird things where I'm like, what came first? It's like Purple Rain. What came first, the album or the movie? Something had to, I mean, I think technically the album was released first, but like
Was it?
within
I
a
don't know. That's
week.
possible.
I had to look it up. Pick of Destiny album came out November 14th, 2006, and the movie came out November 22nd, 2006. So
But there's
technically,
little clips from the movie in the album.
yes.
So I guess as they had to.
But
Well, and probably they're probably doing it at the same time, you know.
what's also fascinating is that this movie is the precursor to Tribute, if you think
No,
about
Tribute
it.
came first.
Right, but like
Yeah,
what the
yeah,
events of the movie is what happens with Tribute. So like they're doing some weird Star Wars shit where there was like the
yeah.
middle chunk that came out first and then the prequels and then the sequels. So now it's like Tribute came out, and now all of a sudden they're like, okay, fuck, let's backpedal and kind of do it. I mean, it's not the same. I rewatched the video and listened to the music, the song, just to make sure. And there's a lot of differences, but like it's enough to be like, ah, yes, you forgot what happened, and blah blah blah, and which is the end of this movie. They They
Oh
get a
man.
magical bong. The bong of destiny.
The bong of destiny. I saw it for sale once, the prop bong of destiny. I really wanted it, but I didn't get it.
Damn it.
I know.
You'll
I
just have
know.
to settle with with your sweater. Your little
Yeah.
Abner sweater.
Exactly.
But so besides a few songs here and there, I don't really know Tenacious D. Like, I just know Jack Black from his acting career, and I know Kyle Gass from being in Tenacious D, and as well as what's that other movie we did? Cradle of
Cradle of
Rock.
Rock.
So I kind of did a little research on Kyle. The shirt that he primarily wears in the movie
The train
Trainwreck,
wreck.
that's his first band that had J.R. Reed in it, who is in this movie as Lee.
Yeah, and Lee was sort of like a character that existed before this movie, like in the Tenacious D verse.
No way, that's awesome.
And like the Sasquatch, these are all things they had done sort of in the lore of Tenacious D. So they wanted to include it and make it for the fans as much as, you know, for everyone else.
But for me, somebody who kinda, I thought it was just like that, like stoner humor again.
Yeah, which it, I mean, yeah, it totally is.
And that's great that they were able to present it that way, where this movie like builds on itself and it's smart.
Yeah, I mean, things early on pay off later on. I mean, he hurls that rock at him and it hits the taillight, which comes back when they're pulled
Back.
over later. And
But then also works when he hurls the rock at the security camera when he dives into the museum. Oh my God. Also, when I watched it just before we recorded, I realized that the majority of the movie takes place within like a day. Yeah,
You're right.
because the train wreck shirt that Kyle wears, I noticed it the first time. And I thought it was because, like, I've seen in other movies that they sometimes use graphic tees as like part of the comedy. And so I really noticed it after the sorority party, the super embarrassing sorority party that I had to watch it like this. Like,
With
for those,
Colin
I had to put
Hanks.
my hands over my eyes because I was so embarrassed for him that I was like, I can't watch this because it's so bad. But like, it's supposed to be, but then I realized, no, Jack Black is wearing the same costume too. So majority from when they find out, when they realize that that all the greats use the same pick until basically they defeat Satan,
Yeah, it's all
it's all one day or 24
Big
hours or
police
something.
chase, and they go into the sewer and they pop out right where the club is.
They manage to learn about the Pick of Destiny, break into the Museum of
The
Rock and Roll,
Rock and Roll History
Roll History
Museum.
Museum, which is not supposed to, I don't think that's supposed to be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think it's supposed to just be a made-up museum in California.
Yeah, it's got to be in Hollywood because the other one's in Cleveland,
Yeah.
the real one.
And they only borrowed Lee's car for the day.
Oh, poor Lee, and they torched it. Poor Lee. Lee is
But
my spirit animal.
that was a hilarious car chase though, because like Lee's watching it on the news and he's talking to Jack Black on the car phone, which I mean, I guess that's the only thing that'll date it is the phone in the car, but who cares?
They had a payphone, but other than that,
Oh, who cares though? Like
No.
it's so fun.
It's,
So let's get into the music a little bit, I guess. I loved it. We did talk about Kickapoo with
It's so good with meatloaf.
Meatloaf. I appreciate that it's adult Jack Black or adult JB is singing and the kid is lip syncing.
Yes, that's a it's a fun touch. That kid looks so much like
Great
Jack Black.
casting.
Do you watch The Goldbergs? You ever seen The Goldbergs?
Bits and pieces. Is that the oldest kid?
It's the oldest boy. Yeah, it's the older boy from
Shut up.
Goldbergs. Yeah.
That makes sense. Because that, I mean, yeah, wow.
I know. You'd
Good for
think it'd be
him.
like his, nephew or something. It looks just like him.
Eerily like him. Like they put that wig on. I'm assuming it's a wig. I don't know if the kid had to grow his hair or the kid grew his hair out or whatnot.
I doubt it.
And I mean, kudos to that kid for getting Jack Black's facial
He nailed.
features.
I was thinking, I wonder if Jack Black like filmed it or performed it, and then the kid watched it and tried to emulate what Jack
Unless
Black
the
would
kid is
do.
a fan.
Could be. Could be. But Meatloaf, that's the first time Meatloaf had sung on film
Since Rocky
since
Horror,
Rocky Horror
yeah.
Picture Show, because he wanted to be taken seriously. And he thought Tenacious, he thought that the Pick of Destiny movie would ruin him, his whole career. But he did it anyway.
And then I also read that Jack Black doesn't want to write after the failure of it, but I think that's an old IMDb trivia fact from what you said earlier, where they're thinking about doing a sequel.
Yeah, I think I've read that too. I think he's moved on from that. But yeah, but he it turned him off from writing for a good long time. They were so pumped for this movie. They were doing a whole tour with all the songs. It looked like it was going to be a big hit. And
Oh,
then
I think I remember that. The tour.
yeah.
I definitely remember hearing of this movie back in 2006. I just never watched it. It didn't cross my path.
Yeah, you and everyone else, apparently.
The other song I want to talk about is History,
Oh, God. I love
where
history.
I was kind of expecting that crowd to give a little bit more.
Right? That was an amazing song.
Even if it's just like the one lone applause clap that's not from Lee.
That was me while watching this movie for the first time. I was like, this is everything. Oh God. And then do you remember the intro that Paul F. Tompkins gave right before
Yes.
history?
They wanted to come again. I was like, God damn it.
Come again in your ear pussy.
In your ear
Oh my
pussies.
God.
Like,
That's so funny.
I
Yeah. But history, that's, I love all the classico, even before that one, the classico, and he's riffing,
Classico.
and it's like the Beethoven, or I don't know, some classical piece that he's actually playing.
So it's from what I found, it's written by Jack Black, Kyle Gass, Johann Sebastian Bach, Ludwig van Beethoven, and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. So,
Oh, so it's like a combination. I knew it was some kind of classical piece,
yes.
but I love it. It's one I sing along to all the time.
And then Beelzebub, the final showdown, where
Epic.
fucking Dave Grohl comes back as Satan or the devil,
Yes.
whatever the character name is.
I love it. I actually listen to the Beelzebub battle frequently. I love Dave's part. I love the section that they play, the we got the
Tenacious D
D.
plays.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I love that they lose. They like lose the battle. He's like, no, that was lame. You guys lose. And then they just happen to, save themselves. But I love that they lost the battle with the devil as well.
What's interesting though, going back, tribute is them singing about the greatest song in the world that they forgot that beat the devil, right? Okay. Their part in Beelzebub is them singing about creating the perfect song to kill the
That
devil.
happens to be the greatest song that, well, yeah,
Is it the
it
greatest
didn't beat
song
the
though?
devil.
Is it the greatest song though?
Well, apparently not, because it didn't beat the devil.
Or is it that they're unreliable narrators and
That could be. I don't know that they thought about their script that much,
no.
but oh, I'm
No.
wearing my Wakin' Big Pizzeria hat.
Ah, there you
It's
go.
official from the movie.
I like
My
how you
Wakin' Big
noticed in the
Pizza hat.
Zoom. You're like, "All right, I am wearing some merch."
Like, yeah, Wakin' Big.
That he just so happens to be across the street from. Like, come on.
Right?
That is
Bob
mwah.
Marley extra crispy.
I don't want to say that it feels like Airplane, but it feels like Airplane.
There's a lot of jokes flying.
It's timeless jokes that like the way, like what we just said with him standing right across from the Wake and Bake pizza, getting the specific order, which is basically him ordering weed before it was legal. That genius is hilarious.
Yeah.
There was another one. Oh, after they get stoned and they do the whole, if you can get the remote out of my hand, Kyle says, "Patience, young grass smoker." I was like,
So
yes,
good. And did you
yes.
notice the game that he's playing in the beginning is exactly the car chase that what happens at the end in their car
No.
chase? Yeah, he like goes and he flips the car just like they'll do in the actual car chase later in the
Wait,
movie.
the video game or in
Yeah, and
the
the video game he's playing is a car chase game. That's where
That
he's like,
is
I can do this.
fuck.
Yeah. There's so many foreshadowing moments like that.
Fuck you guys. Like, I don't. Let's retroactively give this awards, shall we?
Yeah,
Like,
please.
give best writing.
Best writing, best score, best cameos.
It was nominated for two nominations that it got. In
Blockbuster
2000,
Movie Awards.
no,
Oh.
it was nominated for the Golden Reel Award in the for best sound editing for music in a musical feature film at the Motion Picture Sound Editors USA, and then there at the Golden Schmoes Award, it's the 2006 nominee for best music in a movie.
Golden Schmoes Award?
Golden Schmoes Award.
Did
I
it
don't
win?
know.
Oh,
Unfortunately,
Schmo,
not. Yeah, they're
no.
still
So
apparently the
sad.
Golden Schmoes are still going today.
Wow.
Let me see who won in 2006. It lost to The Departed.
Okay.
I don't. It was also up against The Fountain, Little Miss Sunshine, and Marie Antoinette.
So, totally similar films to this one.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a very weighted and well thought out decision on their part.
Fuck you, Golden Schmoes
What a bunch of
Award.
schmoes. What a schmucks.
Oh.
What a bunch of schmucks, those schmoes. I don't know what a
Oh, I see
schmo
what you
is.
did there.
Oh, that what about the when he's on mushrooms and he flies with the Sasquatch?
Bravo,
I
everyone.
just love it. Just like this happy, and then you see him like in the river, like in the rapids, just like barely staying afloat.
How is he not dead? That is my question. And I like that it's he fell out of the tree, and what snapped him out of his high is he landed on a tree branch and it like smushed his dick.
Yep.
And that woke him up.
But it let him off 1 mile away from the history museum.
He got that much closer.
Yep. It's
Oh
so
my.
funny.
Do you think it would work if the magic pick would work if it was broken?
I think it would have worked with while broken.
Because they foolishly like they break it and then they start like almost crying because it's broken. But I'm like, no, now that you have one each, stop fighting, get over it. Plus, that pick is huge.
Right? It's monstrous, that pick. It really is
I get
gigantic.
it for the prop people to like make sure
Had
we
to
see the
glow, it had
details
to
and the
do lots of
glow and
things.
everything, but like realistically, I don't know how you could play with that pick.
Apparently, I never watched True Blood, but if you watch True Blood, their club that they always go to in that show is the same club that they'd kept performing the Mike Nights in.
Nice. This movie also fooled me because I thought Tim Robbins, who plays the stranger, was the devil. Because the way that he was walking in those boots, yes, he gives that whole story about the lasers cutting off his leg and everything, but I'm like, no, you're clearly the devil and you're trying to hide your hooves. I didn't see
No.
Paul Tompkins.
Came out of nowhere. I love when he's like, come here, I'm gonna gut you like a fish. And they're like, no.
No, we're gonna go.
Oh God. So many just little, and not all of them could have been kept. Some of them could have been trimmed,
Of course, yeah.
But it's and so many of the jokes I feel like come from Jack Black's earnestness and that wholesomeness quality. Like when he does the slide in the gig simulator and crushes his guitar and he's like, you didn't pass in your first time. I mean, I crack up in that scene. He's just because he's just so it's so real. You really feel like he's this crying little boy and kills
He
me.
is very naive, I will say that. Given the fact that he from well, how old did he leave? How old was he when he left Kickapoo.
A long ass fucking time ago
Yeah.
in a town called Kick. Yeah, it must have been like 10.
10. And then he traveled to all the different
All the
Hollywoods,
different
not.
Hollywoods, which is so great.
Which is smart, actually, because you're like, yeah, there are a lot of Hollywoods in America.
There is a lot of Hollywoods. It's
Granted, Dio was very specific with the fallen angels. That should have been the
that's too
clue.
clever for young JB.
You're right. You're right.
That Dio, that's a really that Dio poster cameo is what got me so hooked into this movie.
Nah, the beginning, the super beginning, the animated.
But see, with the first time I saw it, I didn't see that part.
You're right. You're right. Yes, because you started
Because
it
it came in like
somewhere
at, you
and.
know, like, yeah, the very like scrawl of the credits. So I just missed that part. If they even aired that in the on TV. I don't know. It was like TBS or something.
This
But
oh my
I don't
God.
know. It wasn't TBS because they were swearing, so I don't know what it was, but
I was gonna say this movie is then heavily edited.
no. I didn't watch it on an airplane or anything like that.
Hey, if you watched it on an airplane though, at least well, nowadays you can
That's
watch it
true.
unedited.
That's true. These poor people watching Saltburn on the planes right now next to a 10-year-old. Yikes.
I listen to How Did This Get Made, and a lot of the time they're like, so I watch this terrible movie on the plane, and I'm like, oh no.
No.
I mean, I feel like
No,
this one.
this one deserves so much better.
Yeah. Well.
I think it could work on stage too with some tweaks. I think it'd be fun.
Ooh, that would be interesting to see this on stage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think it would actually work because, you know, you got to have Tenacious D to be Tenacious D, but I definitely think elements could work.
This isn't like School of Rock,
Yeah.
where even though they tried to make their actors kind of be like Jack Black.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like Jack Gray.
And that's the quote. Thank you.
And that's the quote. No, I mean, I'm not shading Alex Brightman. He was brilliant in that part. I'm
No,
just
but like
making a
even the way
joke.
that it was written.
Yeah. I mean, it's because, you know, he brings a lot of Jack Blackness to every character he plays, and so when you he created that role, it's just in it's imbued with that Jack Blackness naturally, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, and
but
that's what the people want. It like that's the issue with doing movies into musicals. Like people are expecting
yeah.
things. So with this
Yeah.
one, I feel like it could work. You may need to tweak some, like you said, tweak some of the jokes, 'cause like I don't know how you would do the flashback with like Kyle's flashback.
Oh, that poor boy with the bald head. Oh, man.
And it's clearly that kid had a lot of hair, because
Yeah,
his
it's
head
like
is so
huge
big.
dome head. It's
It's like a seven head. Like,
oh
oh my
man.
God. But oh, also him in that wig. I was
He's
getting like fucked up Melissa McCarthy vibes.
absolutely. Absolutely. I
Less.
love that. I love that whole thing. I love when he rips it off. He's like, "Who are you?"
Like
Yeah.
I kind of understand where they were going with JB being so naive, because he is from Kickapoo, Missouri.
Think it's a real place, isn't it? No. Kickapoo? What am I
Yeah,
thinking of?
but like he travels and
Yes.
lands in LA, so he doesn't real I guess he doesn't really learn anything from the other Hollywoods.
No, he just bummed around. It took him a really long time.
Long ass time.
He was just on a bus.
I wrote down Ben Stiller giving the pics backstory. It feels like he's reading the liner notes of a concept album.
Right? I love that. And he like m quit his job and moved to Rome and spent 6 years studying Latin. I mean, so it's But he couldn't go get the pick himself. That whole, it's, yeah. I love the animated backstory with the devil and the fair maiden and,
Yes.
yeah.
What's interesting about this movie is that the, how do I want to word this? When JB is high on mushrooms, it is still live action. Because usually
Yes.
the go-to is like, you're high, cartoon. Cartoon of sorts. But when Ben Stiller is giving the backstory, it's the, I guess they were going for like a tapestry approach with the animation.
Yeah, it's definitely like an oil painting type
Yeah.
scroll. Yeah.
I fucking man, I love this movie.
Right? It's I watch it's a
You
favorite. It's
can't,
one you can throw on.
and you can't say I didn't like any of your choices anymore.
I was so curious if you were gonna love or hate this movie. I was scared.
I feel like there is no gray with this one. It's either you love it or you hate it, right?
Yeah, I mean it's either your kind of humor and taste or yeah, it's just not.
It's just silly enough, I feel like.
Yeah.
I guess they could, like, I mean, and it's also an hour and 34 minutes.
Yeah, it clips
It's
along.
a, yeah, they don't stop. There is a lot of like, why are there a Clockwork Orange people in this? But who cares? It doesn't matter.
Because yeah, he's just a wee baby. So weird. I
My
love, yeah, and
God.
Master Exploder when like there's just all these, they just every once in a while are just wearing a new piece of their outfit and his guitars
Yes.
change every scene. I mean,
Kyle's playing the two guitars that is a woman's
woman's
legs split
legs.
apart. And you're like, how is the sound happening? I don't care. And then all of a sudden, at one point, he has six arms playing three different guitars.
Right? Classic.
Oh, God.
I love this movie. I submitted it to the cast album database and it got deleted for not being a true musical. And I've always been bitter about that.
How? Why not? I
I
think.
mean, I think they just have never seen the movie and just assume, like most people do, that it's, you know, even if they're playing it. And yeah, you know, there is
Oh.
times where they're playing it like in a club. But I mean, there's plenty of times where they're singing it like a musical would. I think there's many songs that are playing, you could argue, in JB's head that I think he could have sung along to. You know, they could have made it into more of a, they could have made it into more of a musical if they wanted.
Yeah, they could
You know,
have,
Dude, I
but
Totally Miss You and numbers like that could have been sung instead of just, you know,
well, because
underscoring.
my argument for things like that is like Dreamgirls is a musical, but it's all performative.
Yeah,
There's
Cabaret, the
few,
film, has no book songs,
no,
only
right.
stage songs, so that it could be considered not a musical by some
It's
people's.
all performative. So this one.
Diegetic, I think, is the technical term.
Yes. Diegetic and non-diegetic, where one is background and one is
One is like
actually
the
happening.
characters in the show can hear them singing, you know.
Yeah. I forgot which is which off the top of my head. But in this one, like you have we have Kickaboo, we have Beelzebos.
You've Classico, you've got, I mean,
Well, I was
History
going
and Master
Oh yeah,
Exploder.
cla Classico, those are, but like those
Those are
are,
still performative.
I know Kickapoo, Classico, and Beelzebos, I feel like are like true musical moments
Yeah.
because at least in Beelzebos, yes, they are performing to each other, but they're still like they're singing what they're doing and they're going to play their guitars, yeah,
Yeah.
like.
The Sasquatch one, he sings along to it the whole time.
Yeah, when he when we cut back to reality, we see him singing.
Well, and when he's the baby Sasquatch flying on his daddy's back, he's singing.
Well, yes, but I'm saying like even though that's a vision, as is
Right.
Master Exploder, when we cut back to reality in the Sasquatch dream sequence, you
He's
do
still
see him on
singing.
the branch singing. So
Oh, this silly movie.
that moment, that whole sequence, the Sasquatch, I was just like, I don't know how this isn't real. Like, no one would do this when they're high. This is purely for the movie. I love it, but this isn't for a lot of the movie that is kind of like, I get it. They're dealing with Satan. There is no reality, but a lot of it is very realistic. You know, like
Yeah, it's
Kyle
this.
goes to that party and bombs.
Yeah, it's this nice mix of realistic and cartoonish. I mean, and they break into the guitar place and they ride the speaker down the stairs and they power
Oh.
slide underneath the door while the security guards are firing their weapons at them. I mean, it's very
What is it called? The
The
Rock
Rock and Roll
Gods.
History Museum.
No, the stairway hat it
Oh, Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, but then, no, it's not called Stairway to Heaven. It's called like something else.
It's Stairway
Right?
to Heaven up to the Guitar Gods room.
Yeah.
Then there's the punk rock, and I love when they're frozen. They do that whole bit where they're pretending like they're mannequins.
And it just so happens that that guard is also stoned. Baby Fred Armisen is in this.
So funny.
My God.
Everybody's in this movie.
I do have a question about the sorority girls, real quick. Do you think they knew Kyle was bullshitting them and they just wanted to embarrass him?
I don't think so. I think they had no idea who he was, but he told them he was famous, so they believed him. I don't think so.
I've seen a lot of also seen a lot of teen movies where, like, I know one of the tropey things that they do is like bring a geek to the party. So that's where my brain was like, oh, are they bringing a loser to win something? I don't know. I think I was expecting more. I'm not sure if it got cut, maybe,
I think
but
there was a scene with some frat people. I read like two names. Like I can't remember who it was, but they would have been cameos as well
Jason
by
Segel
celebrities.
was one of them.
Jason Segel, yeah, and somebody else. I don't know what their scene was, but I think there was more to that
Because I was
party.
like, Jason Segel, you are definitely not the kid who threw the beer
No,
at.
that was Colin Hanks. That was
That
Tom
was
Hanks's
Colin
son.
Hanks?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, because
and
they had
David
just done Orange
Krumholtz was the
County.
other one.
What was it?
David Krumholtz?
Oh yeah, Bernard from
Bernard!
the from the Santa Claus movie.
Always,
That's always how I think of him.
always
He was
Bernard.
also in Harold and Kumar.
Hey, early 2000s, you had to make a living in some comedy
Gotta have
movies.
stoner film. Oof.
Mark, is there anything else though you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat?
I think we've covered all. I'm sure once we end this conversation, I'll be like, oh, this moment from the film is also great, but they're just all so great. This movie makes me laugh.
Yeah, I may purchase this one. I don't know.
It rocks. I mean, it really rocks. I love the music.
Yeah. And like again, I don't know the writing process if they wrote the music first and then they're like, okay, now let's figure out how to build the story.
Yeah, I wonder because there's a song on the album, The Government Totally Sucks, that's not in
Okay,
the
great.
movie.
Because I have that on my list that I sent you, and then I was watch re this afternoon when I was watching it, I was just like, "Where is this song?"
Yeah, it's not and I couldn't find I remember looking up because at one point on tour, I rented a car in Florida. We were in some little Florida town. And I rented a
Hollywood,
car that didn't
Florida.
what?
Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, yeah, there you go, exactly. Anyway, I rented a car and it had a CD player and the radio wasn't working, but it had a CD player. So I went to like the local Goodwill to find like some CDs because I was only going to be there for like 2 weeks, and they had the Pick of Destiny soundtrack was one of the, and I found it. So I listened to that soundtrack over and over and over for 2 weeks. And so Government Totally Sucks naturally comes in my head after Dude, I Totally Miss You, or whatever one it was. I always hear Government Totally Sucks start, even though it's not in the film. And as far as I can tell, it was not like a deleted scene. I don't know what, if they intended it to be in the movie or it was just another song. I have no idea.
And what's interesting is that I found the Wikipedia for the soundtrack, or the album, I should say, because I'm not sure if this is technically the soundtrack. And they use different titles for things than what was on Amazon. Because I watched this on Prime and I used the X-ray, and they, like, the whole Sasquatch moment had different song titles within it. And I was like, but it's called Papageno, I
Yeah,
guess.
he's my sassafras.
That's not what they call it though, which is fascinating. And also, because when they're practicing or when they're trying to find the greatest song, or their masterpiece, whatever they call it, like, you can hear Master Exploder, the Kyle will do some riffs earlier, and they will credit it on there. And I was like, this isn't the song, though. This isn't it. This is them just dicking around.
How weird.
All
I feel like
right.
they released like a deluxe edition of the CD at some point, so maybe that's where the difference comes in.
Ooh, I don't
Yeah, I
see
think they
that,
also
but
released
I'll.
like a clean version too, where instead of swear words, they just say Google made up words.
Yeah, there's also more rocktastic music from the film, which is another album that has eight songs on it that I think were all cut. Well, two of them are train wreck songs.
Maybe they're just playing in like the backgrounds.
Guitar Way to Heaven, that's what it's called. The
Guitar Way to Heaven.
I think these are all just the underscoring songs,
Gotcha.
music in the movie, because they have the Birth of the D, The Stranger's Suite, Guitar Way to Heaven, Hall of Fame Sneak. So it's like, clearly this is.
Oh man, when they have their birthmarks on their butts and that form Tenacious D. I love when he says, I have ass mark too. Yeah. And they put
And
them
that, I
together.
think, is them also making fun of Dude, Where's My Car?
Could be.
Or riffing from Dude, Where's My Car? Not necessarily making fun of it, because it's a similar. It's around the same time. It's a similar joke, but I like their joke on it, where they touch their hips and their butt cheeks.
Spell out Tenacious D.
Like, great job, everyone.
Classic.
All right, let's get into Strap and Flash, shall
All
we?
right.
Sharp Flash.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp, and if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. Do you want to start with flats, just to, like,
Let's start
and
with flats.
I have more sharps than flats, I will tell you this. I found
Nice.
some of them are dumb. For example, my first flat is Kyle being a douche. I was just like, I get it, because I feel
It's
like,
insecurity.
well, I feel like Jack Black was the bigger actor, so they guess they wanted to give Kyle more to do, because he's usually like the silent person, right? Or he doesn't say that much. So I guess they wanted to give him a whole persona, but I was just like, you are such a douche.
Yeah, I was trying to be that rock star.
My next flat is for some of the bits being too long, as you said, and I agree with you. Yeah, they just learned when to cut off on some of them. And then my last flat is not a lot of women with speaking parts.
Yeah, it's you know it's there's no love story that, well, except for theirs, you know, as
I
a
didn't need a love story. I just wish there was another woman here or there, you
yeah.
know? That had lines.
Yeah, I think Amy Poehler probably gets to speak the most out of anybody as the
As
disgruntled
the
waitress.
who is in an abusive relationship question mark?
Yeah, that's definitely a dark a dark little point.
Like, what the
At least they
fuck?
don't explore that more.
They're like, cool, order, next.
Oh
But that
man.
was that's really it for my flats.
Yeah, I think my only flat is that some of the stuff going on too long and a bit of the bits, some of the bits could have been cut. But in that, you know, it could have been, I think they could have leaned more heavily into being a musical, like I said, and some of the songs could have been sung, you know, as part of the story. But other than that, I think it's perfectly what it wants to be.
Yes. I don't know if it needed more time, but I think if you were to like cut some of the bits out and then add a like little more musical moments here and there, like keep it still under 2 hours, hour 40 tops.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every once in a while I have what I like to call a natural in this section. It's neither a sharp nor a flat. I almost made it a flat though, but I was like, it's more of a natural. And that is them not having tribute as a song in this, because they clearly tease us with it.
Yep.
I'm
Yep.
like, you're fucking, just do it. Just sing it. Just sing it. Or have it in the credits.
I'm surprised. Yeah, you're right that it's not in the credits. Yeah, it's sort of like they wanted to, their idea for the movie was to flesh out Tribute as a film, and then but it's sort of like half the film and the other half is the creation of Tenacious D.
Which is why I'm naturaling it, because I was like, it's smart that you are not putting it in at all, but you are referencing it for the, and that is an Easter egg for the masses, I feel like. Like you were saying that they like Lee and other, there's other things
Yeah,
sprinkled
and having
in
Dave
that
Grohl
are,
come back as the devil and
yeah, like they're, those are for like diehard fans, but for them not to have Tribute, because Tribute was so big. It
that
was
was their big.
everywhere. You any radio station, yes, radio stations, that's how old we are, had Tribute playing,
Oh yeah.
and you couldn't escape it. And that song even is great.
Yeah. I wonder if too many of the details were different. They didn't want to,
Maybe.
because like I said, the this soundtrack also served as their second album. So maybe having the same song on an album, just musician-wise, they thought was a no-no, you know, not thinking movie-wise. I don't know.
This is before Taylor Swift's versions of the albums
Exactly. We have
happened.
the Beelzebub version and, you know, the Kyle Gass version, yeah, the Lee version.
All right, let's get into sharps then. Unless, do you have a natural? Did you have something that you were like, I need to mention this a little bit more, or neither here nor there about it?
No. I don't think this movie's very here nor there. I feel like it's all
Great.
there.
So I sharped the music first and
Yes.
foremost. My next sharp is for Patience Young Grass Smoker, because
That's a great line.
that one tickled me so hard. The comedy, if you will, is also a sharp, because it is very, I don't mean this in a negative way, it's very basic, it's very surface. It's not like we are doing what's funny for this time period, which clearly years later people will not find funny. It's very stupid. And yeah.
Yeah, because you know, you go and you watch a, you know, I remember when gross out humor was all the rage. You know,
Right.
there's something about Mary and things like that, or you know, shocking humor. When I was in high school, it was all shocking. You know, the more horrific the jokes, the funnier
Or
we all
using
found it. Because it would,
stereotypes.
yeah, because it wasn't about what we were saying as much as like, oh my God, that's so horrible. You can't say that. That's where the humor came, which I feel like is all the tweets that keep coming back from people that are haunting them later in life.
Right, that people are wanting them to get canceled for, and you're like, no, look at the
They're like,
date.
yeah, no, I wasn't serious about it. It was like just trying to be shocking was the humor. South Park, you know. That's Book of Mormon. That's what came out of that
Yeah.
era. I feel like Book of Mormon ended that era. Now, I feel like the generation after their sense of humor was absurdism. I feel like the more absurd, the more random, the funnier they found it. So yeah, types of humor are very much within their time period, but this is more of a classic, broader humor.
Silly,
Yeah, it's
cartoony.
timeless. It's about being insecure, about wanting to achieve something, about friendship, about, growing up.
Brotherly love, you know?
Yeah, devils and bongs,
Devils,
things I've
yeah.
been laughing about since I was five.
I also sharped Lee. I thought he
Yeah.
was great.
Lovely.
I know, okay, so I know I said I sharped the music, but I'm sharping Master Exploder the whole scene.
The whole just vibe.
Because even like you said, them changing their, like adding more bits to their clothes, I was like, fuck yes, give me this until the end when they're both rock gods. I was like, yes, I love this.
Right?
Perfect.
They blow the guy's head off
They
and
blow the guy's head off. I'm pretty sure everyone there has an orgasm because, hello, Master Exploder.
Master Exploder.
And then
Yeah.
my last sharp is for the car chase. It is also so funny that you're seeing the car chase, but you're hearing KB
You're hearing it on
on
the
the
phone.
phone be like, no, we're just at the drive-in.
We're at a movie. Ah, it's really scary. It's a
No
scary
worries.
movie.
No worries. We're fine. You're fine. Blast.
And like, yeah, Lee never calls them out on it either. He's just like,
Yes.
okay. Take care.
So good. And you know what? I'm also going to add a sharp to the Beelzebub. That whole sequence was amazing, especially when the devil is being sucked into the hell at the end and being like, fuck you, Cage. Fuck you,
Jable.
Gables. It was like, how did you, of course you would use their nicknames.
Right. So good.
What about you? What are your sharps? You
I
can say the whole
sharp.
movie.
I can't say the whole movie. I always say
No,
that.
you can say, I'm
Oh, I
saying.
can't. Well, I sharp the whole movie for sure. I really like, I would sharp like Ronnie James Dio in his opening little cameo. That one takes me out. And Meatloaf too. That
Meatloaf.
whole opening, Kickapoo, really rocks my socks.
So good.
I would also sharp Lee for sure. I feel like they get a lot of humor and a lot of heart out of him, and it's good that they have a fan throughout their exploits.
Also interesting that he doesn't sing.
Yeah,
Because I don't know if he sang in Trainwreck. Didn't think he was a
I don't
guitar
know.
player.
I don't know.
Anyway, what other sharps do you have?
What other sharps do I have? I think the cock push-up saving the day, I think is hysterical. I love how everything comes back. So many stuff pays off that set up earlier. It's like I love callbacks and great setups like that.
It's so smart. And I don't know if anyone has ever called this movie smart, but I will.
It is smart.
It is smart. Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist? I just said all of it.
Yeah, I have all of these on my master playlist,
Well,
my
now
Master
you have
Exploder
them.
playlist.
Now you have them in your subconscious because of that 2 week period you were in Florida
Yeah, I
listening
know. They
to
really, they are stuck in there. I listen to that soundtrack over and over and over.
it.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, try driving in Florida during that car chase song, and you're like trying to like go the speed limit and not drive like a maniac.
And you're in Florida where everyone drives like a maniac.
Oh God. Yeah, and we were in like a rich old white community. God,
Oh
where was this?
no.
I can picture the theater. One of the worst merch towns ever in the world. I can't remember.
Well, anyway, on that note, Mark, we're done with the episode. Hooray!
Yay.
We like it.
Yay!
Yay!
10 out of 10.
I would give it a tw an 11 out of 10.
Whoa,
Another.
this one goes up to 11.
Yeah, you got it. Mark, what do you have to plug or promote?
As always, my YouTube channel, Broadway by Ghostlight. There's a breakdown of The Rink, Cheetah Rivera, Liza Minnelli, short-lived show that's very interesting. And I'm about to record and hopefully release soon a look into one I think you've covered recently, a deep dive into The Pleasant Peasant from I Love Lucy.
Yes, I've done that one.
I'm doing a breakdown of the whole episode, cut scenes, who these people were. It's really fascinating, some of the stories and some of the women and who they were.
I will watch that one. You're only on YouTube. You don't have like an audio
I don't have
podcast
an audio
platform.
version, no,
Okay.
only on the YouTubes.
Well, and then you have your Instagram.
Instagram, yes, Instagram and Twitter or X, I guess, at B-Way Ghostlight. I do on Twitter, I do polls every day. We're doing female solos right now in musical theater. I made a list of 400 female solos, and we voted for 100 days, and that's now 100, and now we're going from 100 to 25. So we're in the second sort of round of them, and it's getting really, really heated.
Are you
Yesterday
going to
was
do
a
a bracket then at the end? Or
I haven't done a bracket, but I could do that. But then we'll do male songs and then we'll do duets. And so it's
wow.
fun. Come vote in my polls.
And yes.
Oh,
And if you have any I feel like I asked a question earlier. I asked a couple of questions earlier. I asked a lot of questions.
have you
If
been
you
hitting
have
the
the
bong of
answers,
destiny?
I mean, yes. Yes. If you have any answers to them, you can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at buttersongpod. Yes, I still call it Twitter. Am I on it really? Not really. If you have any information about the proposed sequel that Mark was mentioning earlier, let us know. We are
Please.
there. Take our money. The Futurama
Yeah,
gif
shut up and take my money.
yes, that is us right now,
Yep.
literally. And if you want to be part of next episode's conversation, well, we're going to be talking about Legally Blonde, the musical.
Oh, I did merch for Legally Blonde.
Oh my
I
God.
saw it many times. In fact, I almost wore my I have a package. I've got a package shirt that we sold. I saw
Oh
that
my
show many times
God.
live. I tell many stories about LBB and Christian Borle. And
Good ones or bad ones?
well, anyway, that wraps up today.
Oh, we're leaving that silence in too. Mark, thank you so much for coming back on. Obviously, you'll be back soon. I don't know with what off the top of my head, but you will be back.
Something off the wall.
I'm glad you're. I have to say, your selections, I am not finding a common thread with them, and I'm here for it.
I have had a
Like,
very eclectic
I'm
range
here.
of favorites.
I love it. I love it all. I mean, you go for a little off kilter, I guess that's the common thread, but like, not really
It's, you
sometimes.
know, ones that I feel like aren't as well known that should be, I think.
Great. I love that. And you're exposing me and the tens of listeners. So, yes. And everyone, thank you for listening and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.